CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 573 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. I ran an encore show last week, so I have tons to get to this week. I'll start things off with the legendary Joe Lewis Walker from his just-released Weight of the World. This is Root Down.
But there wasn't very much I say. For the blues is an aching old heart disease. For the blues is an aching old heart disease. Low consumption, killing me by degrees. Then it started raining.
You're so afraid of the night. day. Watch what you're doing, man. Think before you say.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from her new release, The World Could Change, with Canada's Leila Zoe with Watch What You're Doing. Before that, from his final studio release, 2014's Austin Wired, we had Canada's legendary Brian Kober with his cover of Robert Johnson's Preaching the Blues, Blues Walking Like a Man. Brian Kober would have turned 67 on Monday. He was born February 15, 1956. Brian was the inventor of the double slide technique, combining a slide on his thumb and a modified steel bar back in 1971. In the late 70s and early 80s, he toured throughout Ontario and Quebec with the Terraplanes. In 1986, he co-founded the Nationals with Paul McNamara and Dave Coulter, releasing three albums, and performed with the likes of Long John Baldry, King Biscuit Boy, Jeff Healey, Chuck Berry, Johnny Winter, James Cotton, Paul James, and Bo Diddley as they toured across North America and Europe. In 1994, he hosted his first Sunday night jam at Toronto's Grossman Tavern and continued there for over two decades. In 2008, he released his first solo debut, Real Far Gone, and performed at the Montreal Jazz Festival. He toured Lithuania in 2010 and Israel in 2011. Brian Kober passed away in 2016 at 60 after a two-year battle with cancer, but his legacy lives on, not just in his recordings, but with Toronto guitarist Mike Nagoda, who Kober began mentoring in the early 2000s and has carried on the double slide technique. And I got this week's Rock and Blues show started off with the legendary Joe Louis Walker and Root Down from his just-released new album, Weight of the World. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, this is Poland's Blues Fighters with First Kiss from their 2022 debut, Pretty Baby.
Come home tomorrow. generic alternative presence. It's super cool and sophisticated listeners and indie-packed alternative rock with a splash of electronic dancing music. As an added bonus, some generically alternative facts and far-reaching tidbit information will delight your eardrums. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Closing out that set from one of the greatest sophomore albums of all time, Black Magic, we had the late, great Magic Sam with What Have I Done Wrong. Magic Sam would have turned 86 on Tuesday. He was born Samuel Jean Maguette on Valentine's Day, February 14, 1937 in Granada, Mississippi. He arrived in Chicago in 1950 from an area of rural Mississippi, best known for its fiddle, hoedown, and square dance music. Fellow guitarist Syl Johnson showed Sam the Chicago approach to the blues, and with the influence of John Lee Hooker's boogie style, Magic Sam's blistering and still influential guitar work made him a popular act in the tough Chicago club scene. Along with Buddy Guy, Otis Rush, and Freddie King, their modern approach to the blues would become known as Chicago's West Side Sound and influence a new generation of up-and-coming guitarists. Sam made his first recordings in 1957 for Cobra Records. By 1960, he had moved to Chief, and his only two studio albums were recorded with Del Mark in 1966 and 1968. Both were big hits that led to him playing the inaugural Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival in August of 69, and was followed by a European tour. He died from a heart attack just months later at 32. Magic Sam was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1982, was nominated for 7 Blues Music Awards, winning once, and both his studio albums and one single have been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Before that, from their 2021 debut release, Revelator, we had Belfast's The 219 with Diamond in the Dust. From her new release, Defined by Love, we had Kingston, Ontario's Miss Emily with her cover of Radiohead's Just. And I got that set started off with Poland's Blues Fighters and First Kiss from their 2022 debut release, Pretty Baby. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brett Morrison. Starting off this set, one of Vancouver's most beloved bluesmen, Wes Mackey, passed away 4 years ago Wednesday, February 15th at 76. Born in Yemisee, South Carolina, he learned guitar from local bluesmen and, at his father's urging, moved to Augusta, Georgia to pursue a music career that would continue for more than 50 years. Wes's first gig paid 50 cents and a chicken sandwich.